The mark of choyshech. The mark of choyshech is the Tzifona said that the emes normally when it's dark outside, choyshech is the absence of light. That's all choyshech is. And every night when we have choyshech, it's the absence of light. There's no bria of choyshech. But by the mark of choyshech, it was so thick, it was a bria. There was some kind of concept of the bria of choyshech. And therefore, even a candle or an avuka wouldn't help. It was a certain bria of choyshech. It's masmim to tifona that normally at every night, choyshech is just the absence of light. And then this is a huge topic that the Rishonim, the Goyim, Kesed through the Doiris for this discussion. Is choyshech a bria of some sort, the opposite of light, or is it just the absence of light? The emes is, it's a beferish gemara, l'choyra. The gemara says in Chagiga, that is vague. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Asor Dvarim Nivru B'Yom Rishon, there were 10 things that were created on the first day. The Gemara explains, Shamayim, he gives a list, Shamayim, Eret, Toyhu, Vavoyu, Oyer, V'Choyshech, Ruach, Umayim, Midas Yoyim, Midas Laila. Oyer and Choyshech is on the list of the things that were created on the first day. The Maritzchi is talking off the north over there, he asks, I thought Choyshech was only the absence of light. And he says, no, you see in this Gemara, Choyshech is a Briya. Toyhu and Voyu also is a Briya. Gemara explains, Toyu is a kav yorek shemimenu yoytei ha-choyshech. Toyu is this green line that from there comes the choyshech. You see choyshech is a bria. And voyu, the Gemara says, is avonim mushkoit b'tahoyim, stones that are depth deep into the tahoyim, shemimenu yoytei mayim. So Toyu and voyu is really the source of choyshech and mayim. The Shaila, it says that Kodesh Baruch Hu made it tonight by Matan Torah. If the Yidden are not going to accept the Torah, after it's a oilam with Toyu Vavoyu, I'm going to return the world to the beginning, to Toyu Vavoyu. He shouldn't return it to Toyu Vavoyu. He should return it to before Toyu Vavoyu. Toyu Vavoyu is Oifet Epic. But how does it mean? Because when Hashem said he's going to return the world to Toyu Vavoyu, it's not going to, he's going to stop. He's going to start again. So he's not going to have to go back to zero. He can go back to Toyu Vavoyu and from zero create a new world. Abak upon the state that Choshech is a Briya. The Goyim says in Etloch Vilaites that Choshech is a Briya. It's a Pasuk in Yishayah. Yoyter oir uvoyre choyshech oyter shalom uvoyre ra. In davening we fear uvoyre esakor. But the pasuk in Yeshayah says yoyter oir uvoyre choyshech. There's a marsha in Masechta Tomei Daf Lamed Beis, the Gemara that it brings down, there was a Shaka V'Tarya that Alexander Moisen asked the Zmitnei HaNeged. He said, he asked him a whole bunch of questions, philosophical questions. The Gemara goes through Agam Tzugir, and one of the questions they asked, what was for choyshech or oir? And they said, we don't know the answer. So the Gemara explained they didn't want to answer them because if they're going to answer them, they're going to start asking deeper questions that he didn't want to get involved. But the Marashtovati said, he said, that ha-minim sha-choyshech ene yele hedera. There are certain apikarsim that think that choyshech is only the absence of light. But we know the emphasis is the bria. Choyshech was a creation. It was created even before art. It's interesting, though, that there were other Rishonim going, but hell, not like that. Rabbi Sadi Goyim writes that choyshech is only the absence of light. Ibn Ezra, on that topic, in Yeshayah, Yoytir Or, Boirei Choshech, he asks, what does it mean, Boirei Choshech? Choshech is only the absence of light. So he says, Nechanami, Islam Dafka, Avada Choshech is only the absence of light. So that's the Chamachloike. There's an interesting thing, in Pesachim Daf Beis, he's also learning that Choshech is the Bria of Choshech. The Gemara says, if I Yikra Elikim Lo'or Yoyim, Hashem calls it the Lo'or Yoyim, the Gemara explains, the Gemara is having a discussion there. Or means night or day. It says it's a riot. That or means day. So the Gemara says no. But Yikra Likim La'or Yom. Hashem called over to the light, and Upakdei Amitzvotei V'Yomami. He put it in charge of the day. He put the light in charge of the day. But in a parenthesis, says he put him in charge of the mitzvahs of the day. Upakdei Amitzvotei V'Yomami. V'Kara La'Choyshech. Upakdei Amitzvotei the lady. Because it's going on the mitzvahs. There are certain mitzvahs that are only noise by day. Filling. And certain mitzvahs only by day, and by choyshech he called it to be in charge of the laila. He says the mitzvah kriyas ha'omer. I don't know why he doesn't say kriyas ha'omer laila. He says you see that there are mitzvahs of the day and mitzvahs of the night. But on this gemara, Hashem called over to the choyshech. It's a bria. He called it over. He said, come here, and I'm putting you in charge. Pasuk it doesn't mean the mitzvahs. It means he put him in charge of the day, and he put the choyshech in charge of the night. Then the Tzitz explains. He says, taka choyshech is a bria. Why did Hashem create such a bria? Isn't it true that if there's no light, it also is dark? I use the word dark. Dark for sure. In English, dark just means dark. I don't mean the word choyshech. But Avada, it's dark when there's no light. So what do you need choyshech for? Let's say it is a bria. What's the purpose of this bria? It was created even before Oyv. What's the purpose? So then it's explained that, he says in Metzias, it's Kabbalah for Yerushalmi, that in a room during the daytime when it's dark, when there's no light coming in, and you light a candle, it won't light up as much as at nighttime. At nighttime when there's choyshech enables the light to shine better. That's the mitzvah of choshech. He says that's what the Gemara means. Kara Hashem l'choshech upakti ha-mitzvot ha-delel. He put the choshech in charge of the night in order that it should be able to lit up better with candles. Candles shine better at night, more than in a darkened room during the day. So it's interesting that the Nitziv is exactly the opposite of the Sipurna. The Sipurna had said that choshech normally is not a bria at all. And by the Makkah of choshech, the purpose of this bria was in order to make it even darker, that light candles shouldn't help. The Nitziv is exactly the opposite. Even the choshech a whole entire year is against the bria, and the purpose of this bria is for karet, to enable the light to work. The lesson of the Medrash is that by the Makkah of choshech, it was ku'uvei hadino, it was as thick as a coin. It's describing the thickness of the darkness. Very hard to understand. There's a thickness. If you do it, the Torah to Mima, he says, "Machudish the kipshara." He wants to say, what was the Makkah of choshech? For the Yidden it was light, and for the Goyim it wasn't. What was going on? How did it suddenly become dark? And he says, tremendous chiddush, that the Makkah of choshech was that the Goyim, the Mitzrayim, the eyelids, a certain growth grew on top of their eyes they weren't able to see. And the Medrash is discussing how thick was it? It was as thick as a dinar. Gor great the chiddushim. The past is the mark of choshech, like all other markets, was noyik for 6 days, 7 days. L'chayr is only 6 days, the Medrash says 3 days, and then 3 days the guy even sicker, like the person couldn't even move. Because the pshat is made that it was taka 7 days, because the mark of choshech was Zayin Ches Tes Nissen. Yud Nissen was Shabbos. Shabbos HaGodl was that year, was on Shabbos, Yud Nissen. On Shabbos there was no markah. The whole purpose was that the Yidden were burying the four-fifths of the Yidden that died on Shabbos. Anyway, it wasn't the gay and no one died. They weren't making burials. So it was like a hefzik. And then, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel was again the other 3 days of Chayshah. So the Makkah was really Nimshach for 7 days. The hefzik of Shabbos. Makkah B'chayrus Hashem gives a message. Koyamar Hashem, kachasoyis halayla. Koyamar Hashem. We know that Kolan of the Imdibu B'koyamar Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu was more that he spoke with Zeh Hadova. Moshe Rabbeinu, by Matthew, it says, Moshe Rabbeinu speaks Zeh Hadova. Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah. Is a spaklari amira. Why over here does the doctor say koyamar Hashem? So I saw in Sfarim say, because this lady the other day say that Moshe Rabbeinu's madrega of a spaklari amira only happened by Matan Torah. By Matan Torah was when Moshe Rabbeinu was heightened to the madrega of a spaklari amira. At this stage, his nevuah over here was only bebechinas koyamar Hashem k'moshar ha'davim. We said over a few weeks ago from Chaim Volozhin Nishtad that Chaim Volozhin touches up by the snare. It said by the snare ready. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him Moshe Moshe. Shalom alecha me'al laglecha. He explained, Na'al means the guf. The neshama is really filled with the shamayim. The guf of a person is like the shoe to his neshama. And Hashem was telling him, take off your shoe. Remove yourself from your guf and gansin. It says, Moshe Moshe without a hefzik. Not like by Avram, Avram. It says Avram and there's a flat, there's a psik. But Moshe was not psik. Because it was a spaklari amira, by the snare. You see, the B'chaim V'Lozhin learned by the snare already was a spaklari amira. Moshe B'chaim V'Lozhin, if Moshe Rabbeinu was already on the madrega of a spaklari amira. Maybe over here it says, Koyamar Hashem. Because it says that Hashem said kachatzay to Laila. Really, it was kachatzay. Moshe Rabbeinu said it over kachatzay. So therefore, maybe it wasn't with that clarke. What packet of shot that Moshe Rabbeinu says kachatzay? The Gemara says. So the Mitzrayim shouldn't say that Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake. I was never clear what was the mistake. Were they going to see that the Makkah started a second before? And even though they're getting the Makkah, but they say, oh, it was 11:59. They Makkah Chayzik. Or no, Shabbos, the Makkah is going to happen a minute later. And there's going to be 1 minute that they're saying, oh, you see, the Makkah didn't come. It's only for a minute. A minute later, they're going to see the reality. Or when in that minute, they're going to be Makkah that Bechlal, the Makkah didn't come. Oikach, oikach. I once heard under the hair, what is the Pshat? Kachatzoy Talayla. One Moshe Rabbeinu said Kachatzoy. If you do it, the Maharil Diskin learns, it says in the Lashon of the Pasuk later on, in Makkah Bechayrus, there's a heftik of Kod and Pesach in between. It continues about the Makkah Bechayrus. It says, Varti Beret and Trine. He said this Miloshin Havorah, Kodesh Baruch Hu went through Mitzrayim. He said, if you know the timeline, it's always somewhere else, a different time. Right, yeah, very far away. America, 7 hour time difference. The truth is, time differences is always. There's a difference of time from here to zero. This is very minimal. But if Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing the Makkah of Makkah Bechayrus, Bachatzay Salayla Mamish, so over the entire Mitzrayim, it's a pretty big Shetach, it took me some, a few seconds, maybe even a half a minute. So really, Mitzi, and everyone died based on where he was. It went through like a wave through the entire Mitzrayim. Pari's mansion wasn't summoned up by the Gvul. Wherever it was somewhere in the middle of the country. So when the Makkah started happening, it was a few seconds earlier, it was still only Kachatzay for Pari. When the Makkah hit Mitzrayim and went through slowly like a wave through the timeline, exactly every single person died by Bachatzay, Klapei Pari was only a Bechina of Kachatzay at that stage. Can't lie. Another day here you could say, that Makkah B'chayrus, Avad, is one of the 10 Makkahs, the 10th Makkah. On the other hand, Makis Bechayrus also was another Indian. Klal Yisrael, there's a lot of riots, was born by Makis Bechayrus. Klal Yisrael became a Klal Yisrael. There was a, something happened then. I mean, that split second. The Meshech Chochma, beautiful, and later on in the parasha, Hashem says to Yidden by Korban Pesach, Al Toichlu Mimenu No, V'loichlu Siyu Mimenu Ad Boikin. So he says, the Israel of eating the Korban Pesach No, Hashem says, Al Toichlu Mimenu No. Al is a weaker Lashon. They weren't Klal Yisrael there. This is before Chassar. But the Israel of Noisar, Hashem already speaks sharper, V'loichlu Siyu Mimenu Ad Boikin. V'loichlu is a stronger Lashon, because then they already became a Klal Yisrael. It could be, that's what happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Makis Bechayrus jumped over the Yidden. That's when he picked out Klal Yisrael. That was the Bechina that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mavdil. Bein Mitzriyim, they were in the Memtev Shari Tumah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mavdil, Lahavchin, bein the Yidden and the Goyim. That's what happened by that split second. The Mitzri remained the Mitzri and died, and the Yidden remained the Yidden. Because they put the Tchus, the Dam Pesach, and the Dam Milah. By Bazoi, could be after Makir of Makis Bechayrus, but that the Mitzriyim are deserving another Makir. It had to happen at the split second of Chatzos. And if it happened over a few hours of the night. Misad, the Makir to the Mitzriyim, when you're giving Paro, you have Tzirah for Makis Bechayrus, it's not so important, it's not so relevant. Let it be that it takes a few minutes, a few hours. Vira, because Baruch Hu says, Moshe, the message is Chatzos. Somewhere in the middle of the night, you're going to get your tenth Makir. The reason it's so relevant that it should be by Chatzos is only for Klal Yisrael. This, the Klal Yisrael turns into a nation that we want to have a smooth cut. Used to be Mitzriyim, now you're becoming Yidden. For that concept, you need Bachasai. But for the Makkah, that the Mitzriyim are deserving the Makkah, like one of the 10 Makkahs, that how could be Kachasai. So the Hasrat, the Paroi, is only Kachasai. So that's the middle of Makkah's Bechayrus, but now the Parsha goes into a whole other Indian about Korban Pesach. It's common, the common sugis here in the Parsha. It starts with HaChodesh as Elohim Rosh Chodoshim. The first Mitzvah that Klai Yisrael was given is the Indian of Rosh Chodesh. Kama v'kama sugis in this Indian alay, shafar gagirim. It says Moshe and Aaron were given the concept of Eidus HaChodesh. That's what we know, right? Moshe and Aaron are not kashal Eidus usually. Even Moshe and Aaron. But over here for the Indian of Yibroshon and Kiddush HaChodesh, it's given over to Moshe and Aaron. It's interesting, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Yibchet, when you're deciding to be Ma'abar the Shona, it says, Ein Moshe loy melech v'loy kohen gadol. The melech and the kohen gadol are not allowed to be involved in deciding if you should make an extra adab for Iber Shona. They have an egis. Melech mishum aspanyo, the kohen gadol mishum sina. The melech because of his army thing, and the kohen gadol because it's going to be cold. What does that mean? The kohen gadol has an egis that they shouldn't be ma'abar the Shona. Because when Yom Kippur comes, you have to walk barefoot. It's very cold. If it's the middle of the winter already, it's going to attack him. It's very cold. It's uncomfortable. Coming out of the mikvah 10 times, 5 times. Ten kiddush adayim v'raglayim. He has a negiyas that should be earlier in the season, that there shouldn't be an ibriyah. The melech, on the other hand, has a negiyas. It should be later on, because for his chesbonos of paying his wages to the soldiers, Vaisachis, he only pays once a year. So he has a negiyas that should be a bigger year. He gained on the deal. I was like, Moshe and Aaron could take a sit on ibriyah shana, even though Aaron is a kohen gadol, he has a negiyas. And Moshe Rabbeinu is a chmelech, and he also has a negiyas. But they're allowed to do it and decide together because they counteract each other. The Kohen Gadol's negiyas is to make it earlier, to not be ma'abed the Shana. The Melech's negiyas, Mishum Atzvani, is not yet to make an Iber Shana. Or if it's not a negiyas, the Moshe of Aaron, the Melech with the Kohen Gadol together, could take a sit on the bezin of being ma'abed the Shana. Now this is not like the Rambam, because the Rambam says in Nochas Kiddush HaChodesh, when he brings down this halacha, he says that Ein Moshe in the Iber Shana loy Melech loy Kohen Gadol. Melech mechai loyzev umul cham toysov, shema daitoy noite b'shvimon la'aber oy shaloy la'aber. The Rambam says clearly the Melech has an Egeus both directions. On one hand, the Melech can have an Egeus to Yebi Ma'abar the Shana, on the other hand, to not be. Why? He's clear. There's a lot of Chatham in the Mepharshim. We explained that the Melech wants to be Ma'abar the year because he pays his soldiers. Asfan means soldiers, the army. It could be Pung Fakir. There are certain people that pay taxes to the king. They also pay by the year. He has an Egeus that it shouldn't be a Rishana as far as what the taxes that he's getting. How they state Norah Chomer. There's another Chatham. I saw them. I go here to Yambri, and I'm beautiful Chatham. First of all, he says the soldiers, like any other person, there's a din of Shana Rishonah. Any soldier that gets married has a din of Shana Rishonah. And they have to know by Shana Rishonah, it's Aver the Shana. It goes into the Cheshbon of the year. Is it about 12 months? The din of Shana Rishonah, Noki Yela Beis Shana Ata. The Chodesh Muveret go into the Cheshbon. So he says it goes into the Cheshbon. So the Melech has an agreement that they shouldn't be Ma'aver the Shana, so the soldiers could back a come. Another shot is simple, that the Chayalim, the soldiers, start when they're 20 years old, when they go into the army. He has an agreement they shouldn't be Ma'abar the year. They'll become 20. Quicker. They'll become 20 years old. They'll be able to get his soldiers at an earlier date. Yeah, now in the Etzim Inyan of Eidus of Kiddush HaChodesh, The Mechashchina Chalek Loch Kama in Yonim here, very geshmak. First of all, is the Rapsul of Negeya B'Dover. We know if someone has a Negeyas, he's not already made. You're a Negeya B'Dover. What if someone has a Negeyas about Kiddush HaChodesh? What could be the Negeyas? A Glatisir, someone's an Eved Ivri, and he's supposed to go out free, B'Shei Shonim. The year, the date that he's supposed to go out free is Aleph Nissen. He was sold 6 years before Aleph Nissen. He has an Negeyas that it shouldn't be Lamed Adar. He wants to be Mekadosh HaChodesh to make it already Aleph Nissen. He has an Negeyas. Is there a Psul Negeya B'Dover? So if you do there's a machloek is a poiskim. What's the yisoid of the psul negeya b'dover? Is it because of chashash m'shaker, or is it because he has a din of korev? A person that has an negeya, it's as if he's a korev. If it's al chashash m'shaker, this evidence real for there's a chashash m'shaker. But if it's al korev, you have to know. I can hear that you made it on somebody else, even though it's not mamash directly you. But if it's negeya to you, it's as if you're made it on yourself. Over here, you're being made on the moon. You're being made on time. How can you touch up that you become a korev? You're related to the moon. Maybe the psul korev of Negev Adavah wouldn't apply. Although the Nesiva says that Lesman the Polish is a din of Negev Adavah. Part of it has to do with the Machlekes Sman and Levush. But the Nesiva learns everyone's Moshe is a psul of Chashash Mashraka. The Shalat is also a din of Korah. Then it wouldn't be Negev. Another topic that comes up is what would be with Kasha Zoma? We know when a person is made, there's a din of Eidus always has to be Eidus Sha'atil Yochel Azima. A person comes in to be made, it's something Reuben lent money to Shimon, or Reuben, someone killed somebody, Chol Shabbos, he made it on somebody. It has to be Eidus Sha'at Yochel Azima. Now the problem is, Eidus of Kiddush HaChodesh, you can't do Me'azoma. What are you going to do? What are you going to punish him? There's a din of Kasha Zoma. Well, he was made on the moon. Well, what are you going to punish him? How could you have an Oynish of Kasha Zoma? So the Emes is, it's a Mishnah, the Fazen market. A person's made on somebody that's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. What's going to be the Kasha Zoma? You can't turn him into a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. What do you worry if he's a Yisroel? You can't. And most of Shem aren't even a Kohen. You can't just make him a Ben Grusha. He's not. So, the Mishnah says that you give him Malkus. Taisus over there discusses, what's with the din of Eidus Sha'at Yochel Azima? Same as Taisus, the first Taisus in Malkus, all the longest of Malkus, great Sahalom, this Taisus, going down to the Sugir in 1 minute. But Taisus has two Peshat. Either that the Malkus is a key of the Kasher Zomim, you talk the right, you're not doing exactly Kasher Zomim, pay $100,000, get killed, get the Einish you want to him, but you're giving him the Malkus. So the Malkus is the key of Kasher Zomim. Taisus has another test. That's a chiddush. He says, what? The malchus of Leisana has to do with Kasher Zomim. The pshat is when there is not possible to do Kasher Zomim, it's not malchus. Question is, what happens now by Kiddush HaChodesh? Simple, you would mimic the same two terutzim. The problem is, when a person is made a full Eidus about Kiddush HaChodesh, does he even get malchus? The lashon of malchus is Leisana, v'reach ha'eiv shoker. It's not v'reach, you're talking about the moon. It could be that when you made a fourth Eidus about Eidus HaChodesh, you won't even get malchus. It's a machloikas achroinus. Rabbi Kivegan and Zonim Shubi, you don't even get Malkus. It's not Bereyachah. Emet is another Svar. You know, when someone's made Eidus HaChodesh, even if he's lied, and he found out he lied, and it was Hazoma, it still becomes a new moon. Atem Afilu Mezidim, Atem Afilu Anusim, Atem Afilu Shurikim. So we made it a new month anyway. Even though we knew it was fourth minute, but Eidim were made, it's blighted in, it becomes a new Chodesh. So it's not Eid Shoket. It did become a new month. So it's very problematic. The Mechassimus never said there is Malkus, but it's a Machloikas Achroinim if you get Malkus. If you learn that not even Malkus, so what's going to be here? What's going to be by Eidus HaChodesh? How is it possible Eidus HaChodesh? There's not going to be any Malkus. So Rabbi Kivegi, or other Achonim say, over here everyone's lied at the time of the second Teres. That over here when it's really talking out, and the push came to show, we didn't even come up with the first Teres of Malkus, everyone agrees to the second Teres. No, so why didn't everyone even by Eidus by Ben Grusha? It should be a deal. It's a big problem. It should be a deal that with the mice, if you found the case that there's no Malkus at all. Now there's one important thing to know though about we're saying Eidus HaChodesh is Iyat V'Yochel Azima. There's a din by Eidus, if a person says he doesn't know any idea about the Chakiris, he doesn't, right? If the two Eidus that when you cross-examine them are soif to each other, Avadi, you throw the Eidus out. But if they not soif to each other, just one of them says he doesn't know, he doesn't remember a detail. But if he doesn't know when it was, any idea of the Chakiris, you throw out the Eidus, because the Gemara says, because it's Eidus Iyat V'Yochel Azima. You don't know when, what the time was. He says, I saw Reuben kill him, but I don't know when. You can't be Mazim. There's no way to be Mazim. You have to know to be made about the time. So the Nayyid Yehud and other Acharim said, Eidus HaChodesh, you don't have to know what time. They start asking, when exactly was it that you saw the moon? Even if you don't know when, if it was at night, right? It's not Magid. Anyways, you can't give them the Hazama. So it shouldn't be a problem. But there's a big assertion in the Beit HaLevi, there's an Arizah Kiddush, but the word is, he says, by every Eidus of Hazama, there's two concepts. There's a concept that you are slugging his Eidus, you're disproving him. And a separate concept that you're giving him the punishment of Kashas. When we say Eitz HaChodesh doesn't have Kasha Zomim, we just mean that it doesn't have the punishment. There's no way to actually give him the punishment, Kasha Zomim. You can't turn him into the moon, right? So, it won't be the punishment of Kasha Zomim. But Avada, the Indian of flogging the Eitz, that you can do. Even by Eitz HaChodesh, one would need the concept of knowing when it was. There's another Shaila, two opposite Shailas. One is a set that goes together. One is two Eidim coming to be made, that it's a new month, right? They're coming to be made, it's Aleph Nissan. No, sir, no one's on me, right? Two Eidim came in, they said we saw the new month, the new moon. The problem is these people are 13 years old, and their birthday is Aleph Nissan. That's their birthday, by the end. It's Chavtet Adar now, and they're saying tomorrow is going to be Aleph Nissan. And they're coming to now already, it's after Chavtet Adar. And Avada, with Avon, they saw the moon after it was already dark. You know, you could see sometimes the new moon a little bit before Shkin. That's for sure no good. They're Ketanim on Chavtet Adar. They come in there a little after Chavtet Adar is over, it's night time, they say, we want to be made, it's Aleph Nissan. If you accept your Eidus, so it's Taka Aleph Nissan, they're Gedolim. It was Aleph Nissan ever since it was safe, even though they came in 20 minutes later. It's Aleph Nissan, they're Gedolim, you can accept their Eidus. But if you're not going to accept your Eidus, so it's Ketanim and nothing started. So it's not the question, are you willing to accept your Eidus? I won't accept your Eidus. You're Ketanim, go home, and nothing starts. If no other Eidim are there, they're the only Eidim. Two people are being made, and that's Levona, but their goofy birthday is Aleph Nissan. The Mechassana said, it's not the first, you have to accept the Eidus. If you accept it, you accept it, but instead you have to accept it. There's also a problem with Eidus Shiyat Yochel Azimah. If you upslug it, and you turn it back into Chavtes Adar, then in Vichar it's not going to, it's not going to be, they're not going to be Gedoyla. There's the exact same Shaila Faket. When two people are made, that is Aleph Nissan. Gedoyla, 30-year-olds. They come in, and they're made, it's Aleph Nissan. And two people want to come in to be Mazim, and to upslug them. And the two people that are coming in is one slight problem. The Mazim, who happens to be their birthday, is Aleph Nissan exactly. And when here it's even worse. So they want to come in. Those two Aiden that want to say that it became Aleph Nissan, no, they didn't see the moon. They were with us in a room somewhere. They didn't see the moon. It's really only Chavtet Lamed Adar still. Okay, but now we can't believe you. If it's Lamed Adar, you're Ketanim. We can't accept you. We have to still stick it with the first guy. So this is Vaiter Aganza Tumo in the Achroinim. Heichin Edagni Zayono Lahai Dinam. So one last prat in Eidus HaChodesh. There's a famous Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Omer Rabbi Yossi, Ma'isa B'tuvya HaRoife, Sh'ro'as HaChodesh B'Yerushalayim, Hu'u B'noi B'Avdi M'Shukr. Tuvya HaRoife and his son and an Eved saw the new moon. And the Shaila is there an Eidim over here? The father and the son can't be made. They're crazy. On the other hand, the father and the Eved, the Rosh Hashanah says, Givaldik, it's not so posh, Eved is kosher l'Eidim. So there's really a machloikis, there's a machloikis tanon, some tanon, the Pshimon holds that for Eidus HaChodesh, a car of the Gosu Nema. So they came to Yerushalayim at one point, the Kehanim accepted, they could say the father and the son, they accepted the Kroidim. And then the later stage they said, no, Fakir, we'll accept the father and the Eved. There was a machloikis, which is better, should you accept the Eidus of the Eved, or should you accept the Eidus of the Kroidim? The problem is, the Kroidim won't move on a big problem. There's a din of Nim to Echad and Emkar of the Apostle. There's a din, even if you have three Eidus, a big cat of three Eidus, 10 Eidus. If one of them is puzzle, Nimsa Echad Mehem Kar is puzzle, Eid is cool on the table, the entire cup is puzzle. So the Maya says these three Eidim came in together, the father, the son, and the Eved. Even if you'll say, I hope the son is just the Eved now, so fuck it. But they're coming in as all three together. Whichever one, what your sheet is puzzle, to mess up the whole cup. What would you say? There's a din, you only mess it up if you were Miskaven also to be made. Maybe when they accepted the father and son will say that the Eved wasn't Miskaven to be made. When the Eved is not Miskaven to be made, it doesn't mess up the rest of the cup. If I'm over here, you're stuck on Manashach. You want to say that the Eved wasn't Miskaven, and you have to say the Eved wasn't Miskaven in order that at the stage when the father and son were made, it was good. You also have to say the son wasn't Miskaven when the father and Eved were made. The problem is the Shach says that when both aren't Miskaven, then it's not a problem. So why did it suck? So after him, actually you could say a Harif is the Keteris. Reb Shimon is the one that holds that Krayv Makosha for Eidus HaChodesh. What's the pshat Reb Shimon holds Krayv Makosha for Eidus HaChodesh? He holds that for Eidus HaChodesh you don't need a cat. Even Krayv, my father and a son can't become a cat. But for the Eidus HaChodesh you don't need a cat. I would say Reb Shimon, the same reason he holds you don't need a cat because you don't need Krayv. Who I didn't, there's no problem of Nimsa Echad Karav Yipostel. There's a big hakir, but a lot of Achonim learn Nimsa Echad Karav Yipostel means that the cat breaks. Reb Shimon holds it's not a problem. So we'll say that the son, when they were accepting the father and the son, there wasn't a problem. The son was not Miskaven, so the Eved should really mess it up. It doesn't bother me that the Eved didn't mess it up. Because just as much that he holds that the father and son can be made because craving is not a problem, Avadu Lishitasi, there won't be a problem of Nimtrechem Karvi Pot. Moving along to the Indian of the Karvi Pesach, it says, Al Matasum Royim Echlu, the Rush says in Sochem that when you eat Murr, as man has been, when you're eating Murr, you have to eat a Kazayas of Murr. It's not just enough to eat a Mashu. You have to eat a Kazayas. Why? Murr is a famous Rush. Zok the Rosh and every Sochem, because the Nusach HaBrocha, like you say, Asherek Etshonim, and say, no, Al Achilas Murr. So since the Nusach HaBrocha is Al Achilas Murr, oh, must be Achila, you need a Kazayas. Fret of Shagas Aryeh, the only reason why you need a Kazayas, because it says, the Nusach HaBrocha is Al Achilas Murr. This is it. Master, you need a Kazayas. Come, Beisach, a Kazayas. Murr, you need a Kazayas. He's medai to Shagasari that the Rosh holds the emet yitzhaka don't need a kazai. It's more, I mean, you put it in your mouth, you have marir, the oysters. Now, since the nusach habrach is ala chila, so you need to eat a full kazai. Lefi zeh says a chidish by koirich, it doesn't say the Rosh in ala chila. You don't have to put a kazai to marir, according to the Rosh. There's no din kazai. That's what he comes out in the Rosh to Shagasari, and then that's shot in the Rosh. He asks them, he says, I said, al matas umrerim yirchulun. He says, that's not fair, he says. It's going on the Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach should be eaten with matas and marir. So matzah needs a kazayis because there's another pasuk also. Bo'erev toichlu matzah. But mur, there's no pasuk. You have to eat it with a kazayis. Al matzah mur, yoichlu goes back on the carbon paper. And out the mur, the only reason you need a kazayis is because of the nusach habrach. Tremendous kedusha. I once heard a different pshat in the Rosh. Pshat in the pshat. How about the Rosh will be needed kazayis? This is in. No, the Rosh is going on mur with manazez the rabbonah. And the Rosh was mesupik. One has never, with the rice only when you're eating a carbon pesach, you're supposed to eat it together with mur. There's not such thing as eating mur stam. The rabbanu will mechadish mur. So the Rosh was clear. When the rabbanu made a new takana of mur, were they mesak and taka achila, and you have to eat a kazayin? Or did they only make inyan of eating a mashu? The Rosh was machriya, I'll bring you a raya, that the gather of the rabbanu is to eat a kazayin. The raya is, because the nusach habrocha, when chazal will mesak and the brocha, alachim is mur, that the raya, that the gather of the takana is taka to eat a kazayin. And I have shot in the Rosh. Now everyone's noise, and I'll say that there's an Indian, when you eat the masa, the murr, everyone tries to eat the entire kazayas of vasachas. Right? And to avoid that, eating the entire kazayas of vasachas. Shalom, what's the makar? We know that the concept in Kala Terakula, by Brichas HaNenin, by Mitzvah of Achila, by Isser Achila, Machalas Asurus, the Kala always is Achila doesn't mean the vasachas, Achila means B'chidei Achila's Pras. As long as it's in a time span of K'dei Achila's Pras, a couple of minutes, you consider an achila? Why by matzah all of a sudden the oilam is noyeg against it, avoid it, you try to swallow it in one shot? As long as you eat the achila's pras, you eat the achila. So the emphasis is the makar is it's fake in Shulchan Aruch, you're supposed to eat the vasachas lechat chila. The makar is the brayta, the Gemara says, ochlo lechat soyin yotza. The brayta says, we're talking about murr rather, if you eat murr lechat soyin, piece by piece you eat. Now what does lechat soyin mean? It doesn't mean a half hour apart. Abadi and ati yotza then. If you eat more, half kazayis now and half a kazayis, half hour later, not yet. The bright means if you eat it lechatzoyim, within a time span of kazayachilas pras, just not mamish in one second. And the lesson is b'diyevet. Oh, well, lechatzoyim, if you ate it half and half, you're yoytze b'diyevet. Meduyet de lechatzchili she'idi b'vatah. Zot the goyim, so that's the makos. The Baal that says over there, oh, lechatzoyim, you're the vaitis lechatzchili she'idi b'vatah. The bright is talking about more. And Shvelez Asali wanted to say a big chiddush. It's not like the going over there. It's a big kula. He said, "That's not Ken Zayin. It's a big chiddush." But maybe we'll have when Avadim call it a kula. Achila is the chidei achilas pras. Ken Zayin, why by Mora did the Indian lechatchila to eat the whole thing? Is off the marima. You want to get a gezunta feskai from the bitterness of the Mora. Lemosha, there's a beferish Gemara. If a person doesn't chew, you swallow. What does the Gemara say in Sofan Daf Kutes Vav? Bola matzo yosef. If you swallow matzo yosef. There's no din you have to chew. There's no din le'isa. Le'isa is not ma'akev in achila. B'liya heis achila. Bola matzah yotza. Bola morer lo yotza. My time, because you didn't have the time of the marirah. Shteit o'klar that even though if you're makayim is in achila, but maybe that it's not, you have to have the marirah. So can't say, this time lechatchila you're supposed to eat the morer of the vasachet. It's not mitzah hilchat achila. Mitzah hilchat achila, as they can call after a kula, as long as it's within the time span of kedei achilas pras. And that's why by matzah tafi, the kedei achilas pras. By Mora, there's a bazundere Indian, you should eat it. The Vasatas, Lachat Chila, of the Marira Shiva. In Goyin, I've said this, they said this is the Makot. Yeah, then Lachat Chila, Mamata, then Mamata, Lachat Chila, you could eat Lachat Chila, yes. There's another Makot. What? From Ochel Lachat Soyin. Okay, maybe that's good for why you have to be the other. The Morgan Avraham brings another makor. Why he's supposed to eat it the vatachas lechatchila? He brings the Truma Tzadash and says like this. Truma Tzadash doesn't bring the rock. The Morka has a kasha in Tzochim. The Morka asks, how is it possible to eat koirach? It has three kizaisim, matzah and mortar and karpeta. How can you swallow it all in one shot? Not the Morka is possible. I debate a belief of a person is only a bait. So you know by some of this one here, three kizaisim is a bait and a half. He says, once you chew it up good, you can take a swallow the whole thing, the petach with the matzah with the mortar in one shot. That's the Morka. First, the Truma Tzadash, what's the problem? Eat it slowly. As long as you eat it, that's it. Must be, isn't it? You're supposed to swallow the vatach. The malacha was munching. How is it possible? He means arrive from this month. Zok Reb Chaim in Central, the famous Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says, no, maybe he's not arriving. I don't understand what Reb Chaim means. That's all. Reb Chaim says, maybe not. Maybe Avada, you don't eat something with the vatach. Mora doesn't have to be eaten the vatach. Mata doesn't have to be eaten the vatach. Koirach has to be eaten the vatach. Because the whole mahus of Koirach is the Tzadamik out of all three. So, Bazunda by Koirach, it requires you to swallow the whole thing in one shot. And the first stage? Koirach means all three. I've commented that the din would be Bechdei Achilas Prat. So as long as you can eat Bechdei Achilas Prat, as long as every bli of the bli will have all three ingredients, make sure. So that should also be enough. I've commented that it's true. You don't need Bechdei Achilas Prat. Why should Koirach be different? I'm not clear. What am I mean? By the Korban Pesach, Vaitre is a din, Ubashel, Mavushel, Bamayim, Kiyam, Sli'esh. You're supposed to eat the Korban Pesach only Sli'esh, not Mavushel. If a person eats the butter of Korban Pesach, Mavushel, he's over a lively Reifah. And he's also able an essay. It says ki and sliyesh. It wasn't sleep. Two separate inyanim that you ate it in the bushel and that you didn't eat it sleep. The Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Mem Aleph, what if a person was mevashel the korban pesach in chamei tveri? The Gemara says in Yisoy that bishul b'chamei tveri is not bishul. Only bishul on a pot like with fire. Bishul b'chamei tveri. If bishul b'chamei tveri is bishul. So the Gemara comes out, if you mevashel the korban pesach b'chamei tveri, you're talking not over the lav of bushel mevushel. It's not bishul. But you are over the if it's essay of Fliyesh. It's not Fliyesh either. Yeah, just because Chamei Tveria is not Bishul, it doesn't turn into Fliyesh. So if you eat the Korban Pesach with Bishul, but Chamei Tveria, you're over the Isra of Fli. Fregan, Asach Achroinim, the Chesik Shleim Afanot, of Isra Let of Dembe. There's a big problem. How are you Mabashal the Korban Pesach and Tveria? Tveria is going to be a Pesul Yoyfer. Pesach is a Kosham Kalim, or you have to eat it in the Chayim of Yerushalayim. How are you going to get the Korban Pesach to Tveria? And it's going to be already psul yoytze. Forget about being yoytze, being over the lava of bishul. If you want to be garshaf, there's a din once it's nifsul, be yoytze. You're not over the din of tzli. There's a din only when it's royal of Pesach. You want to ask it. You're not going to be over the din of tzli. It's tiny potl of yoytze. How do you get it to tzveri? And they frightened it. So either they say, we're talking about bisman heter vomit. And we're talking about like the sheet of Yimakav, according to Pesach, the bisman heter vomit in tzveri. Or they say, no, it means you brought a thermos with hot water from tzveri to Yerushalayim. Or they say it doesn't mean Chamei Tveria in Yerushalayim, but the Chavesh Tavu, there's also something like Chamei Tveria somewhere. So it means Chamei Yerushalayim somewhere. Oder Chamei Tveria. Or it's a greater Kasi, what's the Psul Yeh? V'achaltem oisoi b'chipozoi. The beautiful verse from the Tzadik, Tzidkat HaTzadik. Pesach Mitzrayim is Nechal b'chipozoi. Pesach Zeris is not Nechal b'chipozoi. That's one of the Shinuyim, the whole Sugi Fire, but one of the Shinuyim of Pesach Mitzrayim. He touches up, the Indian is because Pesach Mitzrayim was the first time Klal Yisrael was created. We spoke about that before. Every time a person gets to his life for a mitzvah, the first thing he's supposed to do is do a bechipazon. After that, because otherwise the roishim of the hispilus is going to go away. After you jump the rhyme into it, because the hispilus, then about you have to do it the nesinus. You have to do something with yeshiva das, not kaseder agan to leben bechipazon. Of when a person has his oiris, the erste zach, pesach mitzrayim, bechipazon. After pesach doiris, after you build yourself up, you spell that suit again the hispilus, then about the you do it. Lot, lot. Ushmartim as a matzah. There's a din of shimur by matzah. It's ma'akav. There's a din of shmira, shmira. The shmur, but you're supposed to be shimur for not becoming chomer. We know matzah can be made out of the chameshis mine dogon. Chameshis mine dogon. If you make matzah out of oirez, it's not matzah. Because oirez is not chameshis mine dogon. The Gemara on the Rav HaPostik that matzah is only something that's machmas. Only something that turns into chimut. And oirez doesn't turn into chimut. Under Achlein. Anyway, you can't be yet to matter with oiled. He doesn't have because of kidneys. That's apple blood. Okay, yes. It's a din of shimur. Matter made out of oiled, it's not possible to do shimur. Shimur means watching it from becoming chum. Making sure it doesn't become chum. If you make a matter out of oiled, there's nothing to make sure that it's not. It's going to become seer chum the Gemara. It's not going to become chimur. So why do I need a special gzeir sakotluv that you can't make matter out of oiled? Either way, anyways, matzah can't be made out of oiris because it's spelt in the Tanai of Shimur. You can't have Shimur. So some Achareim say, no, it would be Shimon. The fact that you know the Oyrit cannot become common, Eimel Chashmira God only said it. It doesn't have to be a nerve-wracking Shimon. Knowing that it won't become common, Oyrit the Kiyam from Shimon. Another parrot, the Shayna Chap, what if a person would make matzah a mixture of Oyrit and Kemach of Chitim, a mixture of Oyrit and Chitim? The Chitim would cause the Levadis to do Chimot. So you'd have to wash it. So of Shimon, wouldn't be a problem. And as Nega Akshit, no, but you're only washing the wheat part, not the Oyrit part. The dough needs to be washed now from Chimot. The glass is for it. In such a case, it would be good. If you made a matzah that's only a half a kazayas of wheat and a half a kazayas of oyrus, it's good. You did shmira. I've then said enough of it. Oyrus is not a material that matzah can be made out of. Amol, you could say yeshivish and parrot. We know that besides the esem din of the Arab toichel matzahs, there's also the goyim said there's a mitzvah kiyumis to eat matzah all 7 days. Can you do it? Also cheskuni ben in the sixth parsha. I don't know. Does the goyim din of matzah need shmira l'shmo? Non shmira l'matzah. You get to the goyim din. It's a chizuk makayir of them. But if you'll say that the goyim's matzah you yoyse without shima, but dinah chiddush, you could be yoyse the goyim's matzah with oyrus. If there wouldn't be a din that matzah cannot be made out of oyrus, it's only after din shmira, so the goyim's matzah would be able to use with oyrus. Or who was in the famous Torah from Avitzler? He says there's two dinim in matzah. This is a ganzer for Yifazah. But erev teichlu matzah and amatzi loy mechlu. And he wanted to say that the yenadin of amatzi mechlu doesn't have all the dinim. So why do you be able to eat it with oyrus, yenadin? Yeah, we go back to Makas Bechiris a little bit. By Yipa Chatzi Alayla, Makas Bechiris happened exactly by Chatzis. The same as Mr. Rob, he said, how could it possible happen that Makas Bechiris happened by Chatzis? He said, Chatzis is no such thing as Chatzis. The night is broken in two parts. It's the first half and the second half. Exactly 12:00 is not a time. It's in between two parts. It's not time. He says in the Hanami, neither is death. The first half of the night they were alive. And the second half of the night they were dead. There's no split second. It's in between the split second. But that's when Makas Bechiris happened. Death also doesn't take up any time. First they were alive. And then they were dead. Azoy Len, the Brisker Rav. The Emes is though, there's a famous Masechta Smachas. The Masechta Smachas asks a spirit. Masechta Smachas asks, in the Masechta Ksanah, a spirit Masukim. It says, Now Parashah Vayihi Bachatzi HaLailo Vashem Hika Kol Bechor Beretz Mitzrayim. Correct the Masechta Smachas, in the Agdomide, it says in the Parashat Baloycha, Kili kol b'chor b'yoyim ha-koyti kol b'chor b'eretz Yisrael. Did not kol b'chor happen by day or by night? It says, v'yib ha-chati ha-layla. And here in the Pasuk it says, Kili kol b'chor b'yoyim ha-koyti kol b'chor. Happened by yoyim. Zog them a sechtes mochus, Omer Rabbi Yoichanan. Even though he gave them the hakor by the chatzois, they didn't die yet. They were mefarfer b'mit ha-seyem, and they were choking until the loyt ha-shachas. And in the Maisa, they didn't die until the loyt ha-shachas. So that's how you have Yashu the Spirit. On one hand, he was marked them by chatzois, but the death only happened by day. Like a mezuzah in the Nusach of Davening, we say Hamakeh be'avrati kol b'chorim Mitzrayim at night by Ma'ariv. By day we say kol b'chorim harokta, kill them by the daytime. But at night it was only Hamakeh be'avrati. What is this doing in the Masechta Smachos? There's a beautiful pshat there, Afanot. It's brought down in the Nachos Yaakov, Afanot there in the Masechta Smachos. Brings down a beautiful pshat. Masechta Smachos talks about the dinim of Avelus, Animus. The first halacha in Masechta Smachos is Goyitz Harehu Kachai L'chol Dov. A goyit has a din like a live person. A goyit is harayu kechayi l'chol davar. Zot and Achav Yaakov, that's the Gemara's meaning, there's a raya from here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, was a koyit. The Yikuli Trum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was a koyit. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that someone asked, Rabba Vo, Sho, Ahu, Mina, Rabba Vo, a certain Apikurus asked Rabba Vo, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried Moshe Rabbeinu, how is he toivel? He's like a koyit. How is he toivel? And Taisa talks about how could Bechlali be Matamah to Moshe Rabbeinu? Because Baruch is a Kohen. So Taisa says, no, Shiva Kraven. Moshe Rabbeinu was one of the Shiva Kraven, be able to be Matamah. Of Mazet that HaKadosh Baruch is a Kohen, he really can't be Matamah. So how could HaKadosh Baruch be Matamah by Makis Bechiri? Terek is like this Masech HaSaif, and he only gave them a Hakor by Chasaif. They were going to see the Almighty. No, but they're already a Goitis. Maybe a Goitis doesn't like a maid, and Vaita, how could he be Matamah? That's the first halacha, the Masech HaSmokas. Goitis, Harehu Kechai, l'chold over. This is the right from here. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu was able to do the Makas Bechiris. Because Goitis, Harehu Kechai, l'chold over. Demis is the Chassam Sofer in Chassam Shuvah, none of the Joshua. The Chassam Sofer in Shuvah in Yerudea. He says that in Chassam, Kodesh Baruch Hu came to Mitzrayim, and he was machlish the Koyach of the Tlev. And only afterwards, then the afterwards, machlish the Koyach of the Mazolah, the Tlev, the Mazolah of Mitzrayim, then he was able to bring in the Machlis was able to do the rest of the job. In Shuba, he said. There's a whole style attack. If a person's supposed to do pidyon aben by day or by night, so some person said it's right. Makas Bechiris happened by night, but on the other hand, no. When did it really end? didn't end until the morning. It didn't end until the morning. Maybe the Torah should do picking a bed by the daytime. We fast time as Bechor is Pashtas, it's connected that Kodesh Baruch Hu killed the Mitzrayim and he didn't kill the Bechor of us. There's a Shalom B'Shvut Yaakov. If someone has a baby, Erev Pesach, after Chatzoy, right? We know if a person has a baby Bechor, he has to fast for the Bechor himself. Because he's the baby, the Bechor is a Chatan. If the father's also a Bechor, the mother has to fast. What about a baby that's born Erev Pesach after Chatzoy? So the Shvut Yaakov says, he says, you don't have to fast. It's not considered a Bechor, only someone that was before. Why? Says the other right. The Masechta Soifim, the Masechta Smochot asked the steer. It says, Be'rehivachasi alayla. On the other hand, it says, Ve'yoyna kaisi, Ve'yoyna kaisi kol b'chor. So this Masechta Smochot answered that they were going to think for 6 hours. L'chor, you could say a different term. Maybe about the old boy, Be'chasoy. You know what the other passage means, Be'yoyna kaisi? It's going on any b'chor that was born in the hospital that night, after Chasoy. Maybe that's what the passage is going on. Right, the Deich, the Lashon, the passage is, Be'yoyna kaisi kol b'chor, there is the Brian. I mean, that's what he said. Why didn't the Masechta Smochot end like that? Must be any Bechor that was born after Chatzos didn't die by Machis Bechorim. I was right. You don't have to have Tainis Bechorim on someone that was born that year after Machis Bechorim. I have a Shaila Dina, but I'm going to price it. You've got a greater condition of Vesish. If someone has twin boys, about the first one that comes out of the Bechor, even though we know identical twins are Kaponim, it's both racial oinites from the same Zera. Lechor, when a person has identical twin Bechorim, both of them are his racial oinites. Nor Bechor is totally in the later. As I dachten zogin, we always know we speak about the goyin. The goyin says that Bechor is totally in the racious oinu. We came out with a cheshbon faker. The second one that the one should be the Bechor. You have to know. Over the past is Bechor is totally in later. But Magas Bechor is totally what happened in Mitzrayim. The pasuk says in Tehillim, "Vayach kol Bechor of the Mitzrayim racious lechol oinu." Pasuk in Tehillim, Parakuf Ches. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu killed all the racious oinu. I'm assuming therefore if there was twin Bechor, they both died. So someone had twin Bechor. Maybe both have to fast when they get older, and also the father and the mother have to fast now for the twins. If the father's also a Bechor, you should find someone else. The muscle. Does the Bechor have to fast? Machloik is Mechaber in Ramah. Zog the going, what's the shot in the Mechaber that a Bechor also has to fast? Because it says in the Medrash that the girl Bechor also dies. Ain't by a Sasha Ain Shamais, the Bechor is also dies. So Zog the going, since the Bechor also died in Machis Bechor, so the Bechor also should have to fast. Clarify the Chiddush of Zuchef, so anyone can find twin boys, even though about the first one that's born that comes out of the Bechor, but the Gabi Makis Bechor, they're both racist oinim. And if they're both racist oinim, in Mitzrayim, they both would have died. If they both would have died, maybe they both would have to fast. Tainis Bechor, ich weiß nicht. Chidush. It says near the end, where the Parshas come, Pesach, Chiyogur Yitzchot Ger, V'Otta Pesach L'Hashem. Rashi brings down, there would have been a Havlin, and maybe every Ger that's Magayur should right away bring a carbon Pesach. Talmud Loimer, no, even a ger, when he's Magayer, he waits for Pesach time to bring a carbon Pesach. Amoyer de Gehavamina, when a ger is Magayer in Shvat, he brings a carbon Pesach. My height, what's his pshat in the Havamina? Chagaklet amol tupshonim. Erst amol chagaklet, carbon Pesach, the concept of carbon Pesach is, Sroin was the Avod Zorah of Mitzrayim. Klaisol was separating themselves from the Avod Zorah. Mishchum, Kulach, and Sroin. The concept of carbon Pesach is Mesam of separating yourself from Avod Zorah. There's a lot of, and you know what I mean there. Could be every ger, a ger means milo, tefila, also gemeint, a ger should make a carbon paper. I would think maybe that's also a say that a ger has to make a carbon tutsi prayer. There would have been a harmony to the carbon paper that they should shaykh with the ger. That's one mahalach I was clearing, a ger is the kibbutz. That shayni, maybe clearing a different shabbat. We know how are we makayim the chiyos yitzis in Mitzrayim every day. We remember what we were in Mitzrayim. So there's a famous shabbat. On Leila Seder, we don't just do the Chiyus Yitzis Mitzrayim. We relive Chayiv Adam Laharis at Atmei Chiyus Yitzis Mitzrayim. We go out of Mitzrayim literally. And the rest of the year, we'll Makayim the Chiyus Yitzis Mitzrayim, not remembering what we did 2,000 years ago, remembering that we went out of Mitzrayim, Pesach. Oy Bazoi, for a guest to be Makayim Kriyashma with the Chiyus Yitzis Mitzrayim from Shabbat, when he's Magayah, and so on after Pesach, what's he going to remember? Velo Chiyus Yitzis Mitzrayim, I tell you, thank you. Well, the Gemeinde says, it was Machen HaKorban Pesach, after Avek Selim and Zayin Yitzis Mitzrayim. Ask it, Rema Kaim, then Bechir, if you see it in Zayin, this is the next to Pesach. Achidish. So straight, a few things. One last thing on Yogurit Chager. Amor Yudik Apostle, we spoke about this talk in the Shurim and Ksubit. The Yogurit Chager, he Maloy calls up, when a person's Magayar, he should mob all of his kids. Friends of Itzala. When a Ger is Magayar, he has to mob all of his kids. Every Jewish person has to mob all of his kids. Milat bond of Magvasim. So what are we talking about? Children that are born after he's Magayah, he's a regular Jew like anyone else. If he has kids, he has to be Malvah. The kids that he had beforehand, are not his kids, Bechlal. He's not related to them anymore. So the Bitzvah says the Chiddush is going on the children he had before that are still going. But there's a din of Kinyan Kaspa, your Kinyonim, your Abadim Yosef the Mal. Right? It says by Haman, Rois Bonov, it says in Rois Tur, Rois Bonov the Kinyonim ala Eitz Talisa. What do they hang on the Eitz? It's refrigerated. Ala Kinyonim. No, Bonov means it's Bonov Gedoilom. Kinyonim means it's Bonov Ksanim. The Bonov Ksanim are Kinyonim. So you have to, Hima Leitz Ozachlas, the Kinyonim, it's his younger children. In Ksubis, I wanted to say a big Chiddush, we came out now in the Sugya Geiris, the Shita Yashana says, when a family is Magaya together, there's no din of Geir Kfan Shanayladom. It's possible for a ger when he's Magai, the Gantz and Mishpacha together, there's no din of ger Kfan Shanayladom. It's a gerish day Raisa. So why couldn't that be the case in Sanhedrin, that of a ger of Shein LaYershim? Because he's related to his family. So that's what it means. It means Yenna Dintak, that ger, the Chiyadu Yitzchak ger, Himo Mekalzacha, the ger, the Mishpacha is Magai. One last topic, on Tfilin, Mama Stendra Pachas, Hatraka Gepakta Parsha. It says by Tfilin, we don't have from here a din that tefillin has to be made out of kosher animal. Tefillin cannot be made out of a treif animal. Min ha-moiser b'ficha. L'mantiyah tereis Hashem b'ficha. Min ha-mutter b'ficha. Min ha-moiser b'ficha. Min ha-mutter b'ficha. The Mishnah says in Megillah, if a person makes tefillin with gold, tzipon zahav, it's not yet. So Rashi over this says, because it says min ha-mutter b'ficha. Betzer achroinim, but kvegen, or the Yehuda. It's not us to eat gold. Why is gold? So the Pasema says it means in Minamutter B'Picha, besides saying it needs to be kosher food, it has to also be edible, it has to also be food. There's a style of the Mitzvah, the other thing, Shofar also, only from a kosher animal.